SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve. And there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Janera Solomon. Janera is from Guyana. She recalls an active childhood, playing outside with her sisters and flying kites. As a young child, she was nervous about coming to the U.S., but was able to find things that reminded her of Guyana. Here's Janera's story.
I'm Janera Solomon. I was born in Georgetown, Guyana, which is in South America. I was a little over 9 years old when my family moved to the United States. We lived first in New York City, and then we moved to Pittsburgh. I still remember all the fun that I used to have. I have three sisters and lots of cousins in Guyana, and we used to spend a lot of time outside, just running around and playing. We lived not too far from the ocean. Kids were always outside playing all the time, different sports and activities. It's not like here where you don't always see kids out by themselves. Where we were growing up, kids were by themselves playing all the time. I remember being on the flight. I remember just being really scared and not knowing what we were going to do. But my parents were very calm and relaxed. If they were nervous, they didn't show it. They just said everything will be fine. And we landed at JFK Airport. And even though we have family in Guyana, we have a lot of family in the U.S. So a lot of people came to meet us at the airport. It was scary, but it was also very special because we got to meet family here in the U.S. that we hadn't met. And I have a lot of cousins here, too. I don't think I've told anybody publicly, but when we first moved here, for like the first 5 years, every day I wanted to go back to Guyana. And I would say, when are we going back? I didn't like it here and I wanted to go back. Now that I'm grown up, I don't regret it. I think my parents made a great decision. Moving to the United States, it's a wonderful country with so many people and opportunities. And even though we miss our family in Guyana, it's still really wonderful. It's been wonderful for my sisters and I to be here in the U.S. Guyana is considered one of the poorest countries in the world. When you go there, you can see that people don't have the same opportunities that you have here. There's less of everything, whereas here you have more choices. You know, like you can choose different schools you want to go to. You can choose different neighborhoods you want to live in. In countries that have less, you don't have as many choices. My parents, they were the ones that made the decision for us to move, and I think they moved because they wanted their daughters to have more opportunities. They wanted us to be able to do whatever we wanted to do. I miss all of the food. In Guyana, there's so many wonderful foods, different kinds of fruits. We just eat different things than what's here, and I miss it. I miss the food. I also miss some of the music and some of the different parties and cultural events that we used to have. But now, you know, the world has changed. When we first moved here, you couldn't find all the different foods. But now when you go to Whole Foods or Giant Eagle or Trader Joe's, you can find almost the same things. In Guyana, people fly kites. Here, people don't really fly kites, like once, like never. You would fly kites, you would make your kites, you would use different materials, and people would always, all the kids would try to make the best kite, and then you would go out and fly kites, especially on Easter. That was like a big thing that everybody did. So I still remember going out to do that with my dad and my sisters, my mother, so I miss that. Everywhere you go, there are lots of good people. Every different country, every different place. And so I think it's always important to remember that no matter how challenging it is, there are people who want to help. be open to meeting new people, be open to making new friends. And my advice for people who aren't the ones who are moving, but the ones who meet people who have moved, is to be welcoming.
This episode is based on an interview conducted by Sophia and Zeke from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.